A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take time for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Eruvin Samach Beis, Eruvin 62A, pagination weight, page 123. We're going to start from the facing page just to get into the new Perek. So we're on Samach Aleph Amud Beis 61B, pagination 122. Towards the bottom of the page, about 12 lines up. The case over here is called Erev Chatzeros. In addition to everybody being enclosed so that you could carry in this enclosed area because it's a Rishus HaYachid, we also have to have Midrabanan, that everybody participate in a collective food container, that everybody has put something into a collective container being stored in the same home, so that everybody's united, because a person's place of residence in certain ways is wherever his food is, and they've made a declaration that they're all united. Chazal wanted that besides there be a fence around it so that you covered your deoraisit, so Rishus HaYachid, they also wanted that everybody be united. The challenge that we confront and is being presented over here is that a non-Jew is not included in the Erev Chatzeros. The Erev Chatzeros, collective pooling the food, is among Jews for Shabbos use, so to speak. And the method of accommodating or addressing the non-Jew that's in that courtyard is not through the Erev Chatzeros, but rather through a kinyan of some sort, an act of acquisition, in which he gives us some level of ownership in his home, in the public property, which unites the group. Let's see the Mishnah and see how deep we can go. It is a sophisticated topic. Let's see what we can do. Hadorimo akum b'chotzer. A person who lives with a non-Jew in the same courtyard. So the area is enclosed. You'd be allowed to carry there. But now we needed an Erev Chatzeros for the Jews, and we need some sort of kinyan regarding the non-Jews. Some financial deal in which you give him a dollar, and he grants you these rights so that you should be able to carry in the area under discussion. Oh, this also applies in Misha Eino Moda Be'eruv, if you're dealing with a Jew who does not agree with the concept of Eruv. Eruv Chatzeros. You have a person, you have to know exactly what level of non-observance, but if he doesn't agree to Eruv Chatzeros, you could do a kinyan with him. Hareza Osar Olav, that person's presence could forbid you from carrying in that area under discussion until you make a kinyan. I remember when I was setting up an Erev for my home, so the next door neighbor was not Jewish. I went over to him with a dollar, and I explained to him that I need to give him a dollar so that I can acquire the collective rights, however I phrased it. And he said, what are the ramifications? And as soon as I said, my children would not be able to play in the front unless you accept the dollar and grant me these collective rights so that I can do this religious thing. Your children wouldn't be able to play in the front. That's like a total, we can't allow that to happen. And he accepted the dollar very quickly and actually wanted to, he was ready to give it back to me. And I said, no, the whole point is that you keep it and that it's yours. Okay, very often when we encounter, on a practical level, when we encounter these dimensions of Erev that we have to do, if you invoke the concept of neighborliness, very quickly you'll get your approval. It comes up when we have to sometimes put up, a community needs to put up a pole for the Erev, a physical pole for the Erev, and you go over to the people and you explain, if I could affix this to your fence, if you give me approval to affix this to your fence, then everybody will be able to carry. And they say, you know, what's going on? He says, neighborliness. We're asking you permission. We want your approval. Your approval is important to us. And generally, that's enough for people to understand. In a community, everybody gives in certain ways, different communities, ethnicities, and that's generally the method to get the approval. Let's see this Gemara, Samach Beis Amud Aleph. It's probably a third of the way down. The beginning of the line is Zimnin Demikri Vidayir, and then we begin. The Amru Rabbanon, the rabbi said, Ein Erev Moil B'makom Akum, an Erev Chatzeres doesn't work with a non-Jew. It's strictly like a Shabbos meal type of thing. Ve'ein Bitu Rishus Moil B'makom Akum, and you can't simply nullify your ownership. Atche Yaskir, they wanted a rental to take place. They wanted an act of acquisition to take place. And that's this concept of schirus from an akum in order to produce the Erev Chatzeres to work. Now, sometimes, like on a city application, instead of going to every individual non-Jew and making this kinyan, you give each one a dollar, it could get expensive, and it's just not practical. So a method that's sometimes used is that you go to a person who has powerful rights over all the property. Sometimes they talk about a chief of police, a person who could issue a search warrant. In some cases, they go to the governor, head of the National Guard. You go to somebody who has ownership over everything. And that person, in a powerful way, is able to accept your token amount of payment. And he's able to grant you these rights so that there's collective ownership over here. And you could carry and create your Eruv. The question, of course, is that some communities encounter that the head person is straight. And he doesn't want to take money from anyone for specialized requests, because then he's going to have to report it. And even if it's just a dollar, but it doesn't look very good. Well, I need to say I accepted a dollar. I mean, like, what do I need this for? So I know one community, they said, we understand, we're not looking to have any breaches of anything. It's just a very straight thing. It's an accommodation for our religious needs. And what they did was they embedded a silver dollar in a plaque. And they presented the governor with the plaque that had the silver dollar in it. And the plaque said exactly what he was willing to publicize. That he accommodated the Jewish community, and that collectively this is very good. People are going to be able to move in, and it's good. We're going to keep the area with good housing prices, and he played on what was newsworthy, and the Jewish community was able to give him the silver dollar that they wanted to give in order to technically make that religious kinyan from him. Now, the Gemara says that you don't need a sechirus beria. You don't need a strong kinyan such like we truly own that area and we could fill it up with benches, is the expression of the Gemara. You don't need that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking basically about, it's almost like a ritual. We need to make a kinyan from him. We need to make an act of acquisition. In the words of the Gemara, it's called sechirus re'ua, a weak acquisition. If you'll take a look, it's about 12 lines from the bottom. The Gemara makes this distinction that I just mentioned between Bria, a strong kinyan, and a Re'ua, a weak kinyan, or act of acquisition. How much are you really buying from him? you're not in any way infringing on his rights. He's going to be able to use his house exactly like before. He's going to be able to use his driveway exactly like before. We're not changing anything in the commercial state of the city streets. Nothing's changing. But we did an act that unites the area. So take a look over here. Bria, the first word on the line. If it was strong, it would mean bimuharki va'aburgani, which Rashi says that you could fill the place with benches. You can make your Lag Ba'Omer parade without permission, because you now own it. That would be strong. We're not doing strong. We have no interest in infringing or taking advantage. Absolutely not. Re'ua, it's a weak one. Below muharki va'aburgani, nothing changes. We're not bringing in any benches. Nothing's changing. Okay? And the Gemara says it's still going to be a challenge, even though you're not changing anything. And the Gemara says, Afilu achi chashash akum l'kshofim. The non-Jew will typically wonder what in the world you're doing. V'lo mugir, and he's not going to rent it to you until you explain that we're really not changing anything. It's just a ritual thing that we need to do. We need to make this act of acquisition in order to unite the area, and we'll be able to carry, our children will be able to play in the front yard, etc. But nothing is changing as far as your practical level of ownership. You'll be able to do exactly what you did until now, and we will only be able to do what we were normally legally allowed to do until nothing's changing in that regard. But we did that act, and that act allows us to have the Erev in the city. Yashikoach, have a great day.